petty as hell. Like, if you fucked a lot of niggas, all that, I ain't gonna wife you. That's me.
That's me too, nigga.
I wake up in the middle of the night, get mad at some shit 4 years ago.
Like, yeah.
That's just me.
That's me too, nigga.
Yeah, but it's like, everything about it, like, being real, not cheating, she ain't been passed around, and it was like, a body count, that's what really did
it. Okay.
This is why my favorite youngin'.
And I love explaining niggas' thought process, because a lot of times niggas do not know how to explain themselves. And that's why a pimp exists. But I've been seeing a whole lot. It's been going viral. Lil Durk has been talking about his relationship with India. And one of the big things that was stated and that was said about why he fucks with her is what went viral. Why he wifed her is what went viral. So I want to talk about why this matters for men more than women. Because this is, you know, I mean, there's certain things that matter for men more than women, just like there's certain things that matter for women more than men. Perfect example. Ladies, y'all don't like it when a man's not a provider, right? If a man can't provide, you can't fuck with him, right? So there are certain things that, as a man, they just cannot fuck with, okay? And I want to explain to women just wholeheartedly why it is more of an issue about your body count than it is about a man's body count. Let's start off with the fact that a man's body count needs to be a tad bit higher because you want him to have experience while fucking you. So we're not going to even talk about, well, if a woman's body count is high, then what about a man, this, this, and that. First off, a man has to practice. No man is coming fresh out the womb as a virgin fucking pussy. So with that, a nigga got to practice. So that's, we're not even talking about that. But the reason that a body count matters for a lot of niggas and why it matters is not necessarily sexual. It's about the ability to access your bitch. The ability to access your bitch. The reason why that matters is because, if, as we know, a lot of women don't cheat for pleasure. They don't cheat for pleasure. Let me rephrase that. A lot of women do not cheat for simply sexual enjoyment. So with that, a lot of the times it's about why a bitch is cheating. A bitch is usually cheating to upgrade, or a bitch is usually cheating because she's lacking something. So if a bitch got a high body count, you have to ask yourself, why is this bitch so easily accessible? Because if this bitch is easily accessible, then that means she is willing to upgrade when she sees an upgrade available. A nigga isn't usually cheating to upgrade. What I mean by that is, if he is able to get this pussy from said bitch that he is cheating with and stay with you and not spend a penny on the bitch that he's fucking, he's gonna do that. He's not trying to cheat with this bitch so he can have a better bitch than the hoe he got. He's just trying to cheat with a bitch because he likes to have sex. Women tend to cheat for things. So if a bitch has a high body count, that means she's easily accessible and is willing to upgrade you immediately. A bitch that has a high body count, there's a thought process that she doesn't stick through thick and thin. She ain't finna stick it out. She ain't finna thug it out with you. A bitch that got a high body count, the moment that shit goes awry, she will upgrade from you. And that's scary for a nigga. A nigga don't want a bitch that knows that her pussy actually does run the world. It's an insecurity. And it's an insecurity that I'm not upset about. Because ladies, maybe you should be asking these niggas their body count. and you wouldn't have caught that STD that you caught that one time. You remember that STD that you caught that one time that you didn't tell nobody about, that you had to go to the clinic and get that pill for? That was because you didn't ask that nigga his body count first, and you just gave, you didn't give a fuck. It is also more likely for women to get sexually transmitted diseases than it is for men. It is easier for women to contract sexually transmitted diseases than men. So asking a woman her body count matters. And yes, I know the female warriors in the comments and on YouTube are going to say, well, you could have sex one time and get an STD, but it's actually more likely if you have sex with 200 niggas. It is definitely more likely. So, ain't no more virgins. Everybody body count high. I agree. And they have it and show no symptoms. This is true. Like I said, women are more susceptible to STDs than men are. But honestly, niggas ain't asking about no STDs. I can tell you right now, niggas don't give a fuck about a bitch and all the STDs and all that shit. I wish niggas gave more of a fuck, but they don't. Sadly, niggas usually be asking about body count strictly because of the fear of other niggas and the fear of other women, because women always be making fun of each other and this and that. They quit to make fun of another bitch. So if a dude wipes a said hoe, yeah, of course, men are going to say things that are crazy. But that's just one thing. Women are going to get on your ass. As a dude, women will tell you that your girl is a hoe before men will. Because women hate other women. So with that, if she don't like this bitch, and she has any type of connection to you at all, the first thing that this hoe will do is say that your bitch be fucking niggas. A woman will do it first. That's how I find out that women like me. If I post a picture with a bitch and then seven hoes comment under that post, I assume that them hoes like me. I assume that. Because a bitch who don't give a fuck about me not finna tell me that I'm fucking a hoe. She finna laugh. So I automatically assume that this bitch either like me or she has liked me and ain't tell me nothing yet. Because you ain't have to say nothing, bitch. You could have shut your motherfucking mouth about me fucking this hoe. You could have shut your motherfucking mouth. But the fact that you told me lets me know that you wanted me to know. So when women just be like, oh, nobody should care about a motherfucker's body, then stop lying about it. Then stop lying about it. Because if every nigga assumed that every bitch's body count was high, then they wouldn't ask. But y'all be quick to talk about y'all body count not being high on social media. Like, oh, yeah, this is just another bitch that's fucking 10 dudes. But then when a nigga asks you what your body count is, you don't want to say nothing. Women shame other women for things that they don't want men to shame them for. If you're gonna, ladies, if you're gonna shame a bitch for fucking 15 niggas, then dudes can shame a bitch for fucking 15 niggas. You gonna buy a car with hella miles? Maybe. I've bought niggas buy 1968 motherfucking Mustangs. And they don't even put new engines in them. They just fix the engine. So, ladies, how can you shun a bitch for fucking too many guys, but we can't? If every woman in the world, even the Christians, even the conservative ones, was like, it doesn't matter what a body count is, then niggas wouldn't care. But women care too. Because that false sense of righteousness that comes with being quote unquote, what is it, pure? Nigga can ruin your purity after fucking 50 years by cheating on you. You literally waited 50 years for sex until marriage, then y'all get married and this nigga cheat on you and divorce you. Now you done waited 50 years for nothing. Was that in God's plan? Was that in God's plan? For you to wait till you was 50 to get some dick, and then when you get it, it not be what you wanted. Was that in God's plan? Sex until marriage is dumb as hell. We're not doing that. That's stupid. Okay. So, a woman's body count shouldn't be a big deal. But the fact that you don't understand why it is a big deal is dumb, ladies. Like, that should be, like, it should be obvious why a nigga is asking about your body count, because he's insecure. You're insecure about things, ladies. That's why you need reassurance. A man is insecure about different things than you're insecure about. That's why they need reassurance. Also, we really only care about the body counts in the area. How? Because these niggas may know you personally, yeah. No girl with a low body count fucks well. Only exceptions is girls in long-ass relationships. I don't trust a bitch in a long-ass relationship that ain't fuck more than 5 niggas either. Because you could be fucking that nigga good, but he don't know what the fuck he doing, so when you come to fuck me, I don't like that shit. So I don't care if you could have been in a fucking relationship for... I done got some pussy from a bitch that had been in a relationship for 10 years, and it was trash. She didn't know what the fuck she was doing. She was fucking this weak-ass nigga for 10 years and then try to get that pussy to me. It's not the same. It's not as good. Yeah, body count only matters because when a woman finds out she fucking the same dude, she done fucked a dude that had already fucked somebody, it's not a bad thing. That also matters too. Like, if your girl fucked old dude from down the street and then he left her, yeah, it looks bad when you're trying to be with her. What's a high body count? Is that number the same for men? I need a bitch with a high body count because this company requires experience. I fully agree. And if she was the only one getting cheated on, then that also matters too. All right, so let me start with Jalexis Harding. What is a high body count? Is that number the same? A high body count depends on the nigga that wants to have sex with you. And is that number the same for men? Ladies, how much pussy do you think a man needs before he is good at having sex? How many different types of bitches do you think he needs to have sex with before he is well versed in fucking you? Because women come in all different shapes and sizes. So, I may have been fucking this skinny bitch for 5 years, then I meet your thick ass with all of that ass and all of these titties, and I nut in 5 seconds. So, maybe I need to be well-versed in fucking multiple types of women who have multiple types of sexual experience and, you know what I mean, the way that they treat sex. So, that way, when I get to you, I know exactly what to do with your body type, with your vagina, and with how I, you know what I mean, with your shape and size. I know how to handle it. Because I've had experience fucking other bitches. He can get good fucking one bitch 50 times. Potentially. Potentially. This is true. But he may get good at fucking skinny bitches. Then meet that thick bitch and can't do it. Or he may get good at fucking thick bitches. And get that skinny bitch and can't do it. It depends. I need a bitch with high body count because this company requires experience. I fully agree. I am of the mind state, Anthony is. Anthony Martin, Young God the Pimp, the owner and proprietor of Pimp Talk the podcast. I need a woman who has been fucking. This is why I actually prefer to have sex with women with kids. Because I know at least somebody did nut in that box. Somebody thought this box was good enough to leave it in there. So I'm going to go ahead and see what that's talking about. I do not fuck with virgins. I do not fuck with conservative women. I do not fuck with bitches who don't be fucking. because I know what I'm doing. And if the moment I stick this bitch in there, you falling out and shit and passing out, I'm finna send your ass the fuck home and I'm making you pay me. Because, bitch, you disrespected me. So with that, I need you to be able to motherfucking... This bitch better than rode a bull at a rodeo somewhere or something. Goddamn it, something. The bitch need to have ride horses or something. Bitch need to play volleyball or something. Play the sport or something. Know how to wrestle or something. Something, shit. To answer your question, a man can be a virgin and I can teach him how to please me. That's a lie because women don't do that. I think it's the same for women. I don't think you need a certain numerical number to be good. You need good instructions. I can't. Yeah, Jalexis Hardy, bitches ain't teaching. I can tell you right now. Because if women was teaching niggas, then there's plenty of Christians at church who are only waiting till marriage and they ready to be with you. Y'all not getting with niggas that don't know how to have sex. Y'all not getting with niggas that don't know how to eat pussy. Y'all not staying. Y'all not staying. Y'all aren't staying. It's been proven. Y'all get on social media all the time and talk about how these niggas can't fuck right and how these niggas can't eat pussy. So you're not staying with them. You're not teaching them. Because the nigga that you complained about on social media, you could have stopped and taught him. Why didn't you? So women aren't teaching. Women are teaching niggas with experience how to fuck them. You gotta already know how to fuck good, and then you go, all right, I'm gonna teach you how to fuck me good. Le Smooth James, ain't nobody telling nobody how to do shit. Because if that were the case, there wouldn't be so many unsatisfied women. Facts. Anyway, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't like teaching. I can, but I prefer not to. Shaking my head. I don't want to teach. LOL. Learn me and what I like. I taught mine, so I'm unsure of your source. You can just look at the comment above yours. You are a rare occurrence. Women don't grab men and be like, all right, you treat me nice, but you don't fuck good at all. I'm fin to stop what I'm doing, not have good sex for a while teaching you how to fuck me correctly. Women ain't doing that. Women ain't doing that. They're not doing that at all. Because if they were, then that nigga that was treating them nice, that wasn't fucking them good, they would not have cheated on. Niggas don't cheat because they bitch don't fuck good. They cheat because they bitch don't look like the new bitch that I saw. Women cheat because they're unsatisfied. How the fuck you unsatisfied? You can literally teach the nigga how to satisfy you right there. You are a rare occurrence and you are a special woman and I appreciate you for what you do. You need to teach women how to teach their men. If they are teaching you, it's because you're lacking in more than one area. I've never cheated on anyone. Yeah, a lot of women have cheated. Again, you are a rare occurrence. I need to bring you on Pimp Talk so maybe you can teach women how to teach their men. That would be dope. Women who have the patience will, but like you said, that's rare. It's rare. It is extremely rare for a woman to have the confidence to tell a man, hey, stop. This dick ain't good. I need you to do it this way. And I'm going to help you do it this way so that way we enjoy this more. Fellas, when was the last time a bitch stopped you and was like, how about you fuck me exactly this way? Let me show you what I need. Or did the bitch get on social media and complain? I had to learn. What the fuck? I had to learn how to fuck bitches. Okay? I had to do research on how to fuck bitches. The only time I had a bitch sit me down and teach me something, I already had fucked her in a way that she enjoyed. So now it's just like, oh, okay, well, I like what you're doing, but let's try this. Let's try this. Let's try that. She was already happy with, she was already willing to continue to fuck me if I ain't learned nothing else. You see what I'm saying? She was already willing to continue to give me this pussy if I didn't get no better at sex, but she was willing to add to my repertoire. Most women I fuck know how to get theirs and use me to get it. Ladies. There is a certain level of woman that some of y'all ain't at yet. Some of y'all need to elevate y'all pussy. Cause y'all pussy is at a 7, and that bitch could be at a 10. With what my nigga just said right there. If you can't get that bitch yourself, if you can't get that nut yourself, and a nigga gotta get it for you, you need some more practice. You need some more practice. You don't know that pussy well enough. How you don't know that pussy well enough where you can't get it for yourself? I'm just saying. Because the women that know how to get it for themselves know how to get it for themselves. The women that know how to get it for themselves know how to get it for themselves. And the women that don't, they need your help. They need your help. Last time I tried that, he got upset because he thought I was comparing. So sometimes a male's ego won't make him teachable. Facts. Alexandria Shelley says some shit, and this shit matters. Nigga, if this bitch tell you she don't like the way that you eating that motherfucker and you keep eating it the same way, she gonna leave you or cheat. If that bitch done posted 5 times about missionary and tongue kissing and you keep bending her over for back shots, she finna cheat on you. If this bitch done posted 3 memes about getting choked and you ain't choking this bitch yet, somebody's finna choke this bitch. If you don't choke her, somebody finna choke her. So if she's telling you what to do, if she's trying to teach, if she's trying to help you, and you don't listen, you deserve to be cheated on, bitch ass nigga. You deserve to be cheated on. And ladies, if y'all just gave us some pussy without a relationship, it would be a lot easier for y'all to find a nigga to be in a relationship with. Stop getting in relationship with these niggas just because you want some dick and you feel like you need your dignity intact. Maybe if you shut the fuck up and you told the nigga you was fucking to shut the fuck up, then you could have sex with whoever you wanted to. But stop putting yourself in a situation where you want some dick and you want your dignity at the same time, so you're getting in a relationship with a nigga you don't actually want to be with. If I had a nickel for every time a bitch was in a relationship because she doesn't want to seem like a hoe and she wants some dick, I wouldn't have to do pimp talk on my Facebook. I could do that bitch on motherfucking, what's the Breakfast Club. I'd be rich. So think about it. You see what I'm saying? Put yourself in that same situation. Put yourself in that same perspective. Think about if every time a nigga wanted some pussy, he got in a relationship. Do you know how many... that's already happening and women are getting cheated on. Fellas are doing this shit right now and y'all hate it. Because goddammit, you need a commitment and he needs some vagina. So he's going to give you that commitment until he gets the vagina. Then the commitment's over. That also has to do with the way you came at him, though. I think it has to do with y'all's overall relationship and how it was said. Just as many times a nigga get into a relationship just to get the pussy, that's how it end up going together for 3 months. Yeah, that's not smart. That's not smart. I already had an episode on this situation. I already had an episode on the fact that men treat vagina like a job application a lot of the times. and they gonna lie on that bitch to get the job. That's all it really is. They're gonna lie on that bitch to get the job. So if the requirements to get some vagina out of woman A is a commitment, then a nigga's gonna write on his application willing to commit. So you watched this nigga lie on his job application, but didn't think he was gonna lie on this pussy application? You knew this nigga ain't wanna be with you. Because when you mentioned him being with you, he was reluctant. But then you mentioned that that's the only way this pussy happened, and he like, ah, all right. Nigga got an all right, it's a relationship, he gonna cheat on you. Y'all gotta understand that at this point. But back to my original point, like, women are mad that niggas got standards. Y'all be upset that we don't have standards all the time, but you can't be mad that a nigga got, okay, there's certain standards that women have for relationships. There's certain things that women will not tolerate if they want to be committed to. So men's are different. And a lot of times for men, it's very simple. I will provide for the rest of your life financially. Just please don't have sex with more niggas than the number that I think is too much. Is that big of a deal? Okay, you want a nigga that's going to protect and provide for you and your children and the children that he potentially makes with you while you don't work, which is what a lot of you women want, and all this nigga want is for you not to fuck too many guys first, and that's that big of a deal? That's fucked up! That's fucked up! Nigga don't require you to have no fucking bachelor's degree. He just wants you to not fuck too many guys. And too many is different for everybody. How is that too much? If the requirement to be married to a multimillionaire is to not have sex with too many guys, would you bitches pass? I'll wait. Do you pass? Is that why you're upset? Do you pass? If the criteria to get married to and provided for by a multimillionaire, take it across the country, traveling, trips, cars, jewelry, whatever the fuck you want, if all the criteria was is for you to not have sex with too many guys, do you pass? I don't think that's that big of a deal. I don't think that's that big of a deal. Like, if the criteria for me to get married and provided for by a multi-million dollar bitch was to be 200 pounds, I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat food. The criteria to be married to Lil Durk was to not fuck too many guys. I mean, that's the criteria. Lil Durk said, I want a bitch that ain't fucked too many. That ain't even that difficult. The nigga ain't say the bitch needed to be super smart and treat me nice. And the nigga literally said, the number one factor to me providing for this bitch forever was the fact that she didn't have too much sex. That's his criteria. I can tell you right now, bitch, when I make millions, my criteria to get provided for by me is way more than how many dudes you fucked. I'm gonna be picky as shit. This nigga said don't fuck too much. And that's why women lie. They want to make sure they pass criteria. Well, then don't Don't come at it like niggas shouldn't care. Lie. Don't come at it like niggas should change their criteria. Just lie to meet them, or shut the fuck up. Not talking about you specifically, but you know what I mean. Not talking about you specifically on Jalexis Hardy. I'm not talking about you, but I say shut the fuck up. I'm talking about the women who this applies to. Alexandra Shelley could be, but I think I was very calm and understanding of religion. Oh, that was from one of the other comments. I'm gonna go back and read that. A lot of them mad because they don't fit the requirement. There's requirements. There's requirements to date you, ain't you? Ain't it? Ain't there requirements to date you, ladies? Isn't there requirements to date you? So just because yours isn't, how many women has he fucked? It should be the same. So y'all should have the exact same requirements? Should they have the exact same requirements? I disagree. Because my requirements for you to be with me is going to be different than your requirements for me to be with you. But if we fit each other's requirements, then we can be together. This nigga's list is short. It's very short. The top of the list. This nigga said it. And you know what really got me to just really wanting to fuck with her? She ain't been passed around. That's it? This bitch done made millions of dollars by telling a couple niggas no. And you hoes is upset? Just lie. Oh, you can't lie because your OnlyFans is in your bio. Oh, you can't lie because you done shown that you been fucking niggas. Oh, you can't lie because you got 3 baby daddies. Oh, you can't lie. Oh. Oh. We understand why the fuck you upset. Shut your fucking mouth. Shut your motherfucking mouth. We understand why you upset. You can't lie. And that's why niggas be on this bitch mad like a motherfucker when women be like, oh, I'm not fucking no nigga with 2-3 kids. You know why? Because they can't lie and say they don't have them. So them niggas be mad. They be under her comment talking about that's a fucked up reason for you not to like a guy. What if he's a great dude? He just got 2 kids. Nah, nigga, that's her motherfucking requirements. Shut your motherfucking mouth, ladies. So there's a lot of rich dudes out here right now that would probably take your scoop your motherfucking ass up if you ain't had 4-5 kids right now. Now, there's a rich nigga out here. There's a good nigga out here for you that's going to take care of you and your kids. There's less of them. But there's one for you, hopefully. But y'all said there ain't no good men left. So there actually might not be any left for you, now that I'm thinking about it. You might be the fuck out of there because you was fucking. You was fucking while you was young. Now you can't get you a rich nigga and you mad. It doesn't matter if Lil Durk is passed around because that's not India's requirement. If India's requirements were, I don't want a nigga that's not passed around, then she wouldn't be with Lil Durk, now would she? So every time a bitch is like, how can a nigga who has been passed around not want a bitch who's been passed around? Well, that's not her fucking requirements for him. I run a business. I can miss 2 days of work. My employees can't miss 2 days of work or they're fucking fired. That's my motherfucking requirement. It doesn't matter what the fuck I'm doing, bitch. It matters what the fuck I'm allowing you to do. You wanna fuck with me? Alexandria Shelley, well, point him in my direction. If you want me to point you in the direction of rich niggas who will have sex with you, even if you got kids, I got you. First off, whatever requirements India had for a nigga don't matter because Lil Durk is worth
$30 million.
Do you think that she has the same requirements for the nigga that works at Macy's as she does for the $30 million superstar rapper? Her requirements don't mean shit. Fuck her requirements. Her requirements only mattered if she was the prize. She's not. She probably don't even like lights. She probably don't even like dreadheaded niggas. She probably don't even like niggas with blonde hair. She may not even like gang members. He's worth $30 million. And loves her. She don't give a fuck what her requirements were. Of course you can have higher standards when you make just as much, if not more, than the niggas that you're trying to fuck with. Bitches' requirements, for some reason, just magically diminish the moment money is involved. Because when I was working at McDonald's, I definitely couldn't say the same shit to bitches as I can say now. Period. When I was working at McDonald's, I had to try a lot harder than I do now. Period. Do you think Kim Kardashian would have put up with all of those crazy ass antics from Kanye West if he wasn't worth $1 billion at the time? No. No. She wouldn't. She wouldn't. You know why Rihanna just leaves billionaires? You know why Rihanna just leaves multi-millionaires and then gets with other ones? Why? Because there's no nigga that has enough money. There's not one nigga that has enough money to make Rihanna fold because she's worth almost $1 billion. You see what I'm saying? Once you get to a certain level of money, once you get to a certain level of money, there's nothing that even more money will like change. Her being close to $1 billion, marrying a nigga worth $3 billion, it ain't that big of a difference. So she could just break up with that nigga whenever she felt like. If you dated that billionaire, you would have stayed. That's why there's bitter ass, dumb ass women on social media right now that are upset that she got pregnant by ASAP Rocky and didn't get pregnant by a billionaire. Do you know why she didn't give a fuck? Because she's a billionaire. So then she can just focus on requirements. That billionaire probably didn't meet Rihanna's requirements and ASAP Rocky did. So ASAP Rocky got that pussy and got the nut in there. He got to shoot that club up because he met the fucking requirements and that billionaire didn't. It don't matter how much money that billionaire got. Now let's say that fucking billionaire was fucking some local rapper in your city and she would have stayed because her career is worth less than what he has. Rihanna's career is worth multiple billions of dollars. Her face is worth multiple billions of dollars because of all of the brands that she's invested in and put her name on and been a part of. So a bitch like Rihanna can pick looks over money. You can't. India can't. India is a nice woman. She's probably a great woman. I don't know what she did before Lil Durk. It was not worth $30 million. She gonna shut the fuck up. She's gonna shut the fuck up. So it doesn't matter how many baby mamas Lil Durk got. Lil Durk got $30 million. He can take care of every single one of them kids he had before her. And if she wants some kids, he could take care of them too. He's worth $30 million. So her requirements are continue to be worth $30 million and continue to treat me nice. His requirements are don't fuck too many people. And women are upset? Fuck less people. Or lie. When Lil Durk takes you on that date to a restaurant that you didn't know existed while you're driving in a car you didn't know existed, and he looks you in your eyes and asks you, yo, how many niggas you fuck? For anybody that missed that, because I want to make sure that I put this scenario in your head. When Lil Durk or Lil Baby or fucking Drake or whoever, let's say Drake, when Drake takes you to that restaurant that you've never been to and did not know existed, and you got picked up in a car that you did not know existed, and you're drinking a wine that you did not know existed while eating a cut of steak that you did not know existed, and he looks you in your eyes and asks you, yo, how many niggas you had sex with? If you tell Drake he lame for asking you that, you deserve to be single. If you tell Drake it shouldn't matter, you deserve to be single. If you tell that rich motherfucker that you have a problem with his question, you deserve to be alone. Bitch, lie. You better lie like you never lied before. You better say the number five so quickly. You better say the number five like they asked you how old your firstborn child was. You better say the number five like they asked you what's 4 plus 1. You better say the number five like the number five is the last number in the Powerball, and you know that if you say five, you're finna get $30 to $100 million. You better say the number five so fast. You better say the number five faster than you ever even thought about the number five. And you wouldn't be wrong. You better lie, because he won't know the difference. He won't know the difference from 1 to 10 to 50. I know this because I've done research on vagina very extensively. A nigga ain't gonna know the difference between 1, 10, and 50 as long as she done taken and maintained her shit the way that she's supposed to. You need to lie. You need to lie for every single member of your family that is hungry. You need to lie for every shoe that you couldn't buy your child because you had to buy food. You need to lie for every time you had an oil change that you needed in your car and you just told your car, we gonna make it another week. You need to lie for every time you went to McDonald's instead of going get that food that you want. You need to lie for every single grade that you know your child won't be able to attend without you, because you know that nigga not that smart, and you know you're gonna need to pay for his college out of your pocket. You need to lie. Stop complaining about a nigga's criteria when if the right nigga came around, you would just try to meet the criteria. No, niggas should not be asking women their body count. No, they shouldn't. No, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But it is. But it is. You shouldn't have to pay money to go to the hospital if you're dying. But you do. It is what it is. It matters
to some people. Just don't let your over sense of pride, your over sense of womanism ruin your opportunity. Because if the right nigga that loves you and cares about you and is willing to take care of and provide for you and your family, it may not be no millionaire, it may just be the perfect nigga for you. Is he not the perfect nigga because he asked you how many niggas you had sex with? Don't risk your opportunity because of some self-righteous semblance of equality that you want from men and women. If it's the right nigga, just lie. We know y'all be fucking. We know you bent over for that nigga that sell weed and sell crack and had that pistol and had that face tattoo. We know you bent over for that nigga. We know you fucked that football player in college just because he played football and he got you drunk at that party. We know you fucked him. We know you got three baby daddies. We know that. Lie. Lie. It is Young God Dependent. And I don't put no holes on a stripper, use a smooth talk or a swift hand to break down a bitch. It's the respect that I get. Energy. Effort. It is the time that is spent. And my time is money. So they're going to reimburse every cent. And if that don't make sense, you are not listening to Pimp Talk the podcast. Subscribe. I need supporters for 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. If you subscribe and support Pimp Talk the podcast, I will be giving out tickets. Two tickets to the next major URL event. The next major URL event, I will be giving out two tickets to any of my supporters from $4.99, $9.99, or 99 cents. I will be picking from that raffle at the end of April. So the more money that you spend, the more tickets that get put into the raffle. 99 cents for one ticket, $4.99 for three tickets, or $9.99 for eight tickets. Get your chance to pick your own personal URL event. I will buy you and the person that you're cheating on your girlfriend with tickets to the URL event. I know y'all want to go. I'm fucking not going. Y'all know I don't fucking watch battle rap to be going to no goddamn URL event sitting inside standing for two fucking hours. So if y'all want to go support, it is 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. If you need the link to become a supporter of Pimp Talk the podcast, please hit me up in my inbox or hit me up in the comments of this live. I will send you the link. The moment you get the support, I will post your support on internet and I will let the people know that you have put your eight tickets up. Those tickets could be upwards of $200. Those tickets could be upwards of $250. There is going to be a Midnight Madness event at the end of April. There is going to be a Midnight Madness event in May. There is going to be three URL events in May. The end of the Crucible and Summer Madness is coming up. If you want tickets, become a supporter to Pimp Talk the podcast. I will be doing these raffles every month. If you want one, let me know. I love y'all. I love you guys so much. Thank you.